Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. The words of our Lord in today's Gospel from Matthew. Today I'd like to recall the title of a book I was actually in. It was published in the year 2000. It's the book of the late Monsignor Walsh entitled, God Still Calls. It's entitled, God Still Calls, because God still calls. We remember long ago, God said through the prophet Jeremiah, I will give you shepherds. He promised that he would never leave his people without shepherds. And he keeps his promises, and he still calls. It's a very mysterious call. The call in and of itself is proof that there is a God. And the additional blessing we seem to have here in the Diocese of Bismarck is that we have a Catholic culture where men who are called to the priesthood can not only hear the call, but they can understand it. Many are called and don't know what's going on, and they can respond to it and say yes. Or should I say, we have a Catholic culture here in which life can be found by losing it for the sake of Christ. The latest in our diocese who has heard, understood, and responded to a call to be a priest is our new parochial vicar and chaplain of Trinity High School, Father Jordan Dosh. Let's welcome him. There he is, taller than Tom Brady and kind of looks like him too. So. When we pray for priests, there you go. God is faithful. Father Dosh is 26 years old, a native of Bismarck, a graduate of St. Mary's Central High School, a graduate of the Pontifical North American College in Rome. He arrived from Rome late Friday night, came to Dickinson and moved in yesterday, which is good because I go on vacation this afternoon. So don't get locked out, Father. Figure out the keys, okay? He's assigned here, but his primary apostolate will be as chaplain. His primary apostolate is the spiritual guidance of our young people who are entrusted to us in our Catholic schools. Bishop Kagan continues to aggressively assign these young priests to our schools. And we're grateful. Bishop Kagan continues to push all of his chips in, betting that Catholic schools will be the future of our church. And so we're grateful to our bishop, and we're grateful to Father Dosh for saying yes. To saying yes, I will be used for God's will. Father Dosh, when I moved here 24 years ago today, Father Pete Kramer wrote this in his bulletin article. I didn't have it. My mother did. Moms keep these things. Father Kramer wrote this. We want you to know, Father Schumacher, that you have come to the most faithful people and most wonderful parish in Dickinson. You will enjoy serving here. I thought, wow, that's bold. I would like to take this opportunity to publicly say this. We want you to know, Father Dosh, that you have come to the most faithful people and wonderful parish in Dickinson. You will enjoy serving here. And I welcome you back to the United States. Father Dosh has endured, and I say that word endured, many years of education and formation, and now he can enjoy the God-given fruits of his labors. So this is a good weekend for us. Our nation celebrates. Our parish welcomes a new priest. And I rode my Harley in yesterday's parade. So how good can life get? We're grateful to God for all we've received. I would like to leave Father Dosh with this thought. I would like to leave us all with this thought. Father Dosh, this is the first regular altar of your priesthood. It's a beautiful one, I will add. And I'd like to leave all of us with this thought from St. Pope John Paul II, the patron saint of the Trinity Chapel. You will offer the Mass at Trinity on his relic. St. Pope John Paul II wrote this in 2004 in his Holy Thursday letter to priests. He wrote this: if we feel moved before the Christmas crib, when we contemplate the incarnation of the Word made flesh, what must we feel before the altar, where, by the poor hands of the priest, Christ makes his sacrifice present in time? We can only fall to our knees and silently adore this supreme mystery of faith. So be it. Amen.